We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Alleluia. We are grateful, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we bless you. Jehovah, we are grateful unto you for all that you have done for us. Be thou glorified, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Excellent God, we thank you. Mighty Father, we bless you. Thank you, Father, for your goodness in our life. Thank you, Father, for the love that you have shown unto us. Thank you, Father, for the love that you are showing unto us. Thank you, Father, for the price Jesus paid on Calvary. We thank you, Father. To you alone we have returned all the glory. In Jesus' name, Lord, we have come once again to share your word. I pray, Lord God, for understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. All right, beloved, I want to welcome you once again to today's podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right, in the last episode, I was talking about gratitude to God with a pure heart. With a pure heart. Pure heart. The heart that is right. The heart that is connected to God. The heart that is clean. And I came from two scriptures. I came from Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. It said, blessed are them that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. So it is when you have a pure heart that you can reach out to God. And also came from Psalms chapter 24, where he said, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He that had a clean hand and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Yes. So that's Psalm 24, starting from verse 3. Today, you know, in this month, we are talking about thanksgiving, appreciation to God, not for what he has done only, but the things that he has not done. Yeah. And for who he is. There's a song that says, I will lift up my voice. I will joyfully sing for what you have done for me and for who you are. You are the song that I sing, melody in my heart. The reason I live is to praise you, Lord. Yeah, there's a song like that. So today I want to talk about thanksgiving or gratitude with a joyful heart. Gratitude to God from a joyful heart. We don't give thanks to God because we just want to give thanks to God anyhow. We don't give thanks to God, you know, or sing praise to God because our pastor said, well, you have to thank God throughout this week. No. God does not take that kind of thanksgiving or praise. It has to be the one that comes from a joyful heart. You know, even in the book of Deuteronomy, when he was talking about serving him or not serving him, obeying him or not obeying him, he got to verse 47. He said, because thou did not serve the Lord thy God with the gladness of heart. So there has to be joy within us. There has to be joy coming from you, you know, for you to be able to give acceptable thanks to God. It's not just anyhow thanksgiving. Well, okay, Lord, I thank you, mighty God. No. It has to come from a joyful heart. Anyway, our pastor has said that we should just thank God for this month. So I'm just thanking God. You're just thanking God just like that. Nothing is not coming from your heart. Let's see what there is a psalm that I love so much. I love that psalm, you know. I came across it, I think it's about 3-4 years now. When I say I came across it, I mean it entered into me then. It is Psalm 149, because of the effect of giving thanks to God and doing it with a joyful heart, and then you will see what the Lord will do when you do that. Remember, we are in the month of last month of the year, where people do take stock of what is happening in the year, and you know, appraisal and all that, people individually, companies and all that. So now let's go to verse 149. Psalms 149. Let me start from verse 1. I think we'll read it to the very end. Psalm 149 from verse 1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. 2. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him." So you rejoice in the Lord that made you. Rejoice in the Lord that made you. Rejoice in the Lord that made you. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Be joyful in your God. Be joyful in your God. Be full of joy for your God, right? Let them praise his name in the dance. You see, you dance unto God. You dance unto God. Said, let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. Verse 4, say, for the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. So God takes pleasure in you singing unto him with joy, rejoicing in him. God takes pleasure. And when he takes pleasure, you find out what will happen now. 5, say, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Be joyful in glory. I'm reading verse 5. Say, let them sing aloud upon their beds. That is, as you open your eyes early in the morning or in the middle of the night, whenever it is that you open your eyes, you come back to consciousness. Say, let them sing aloud upon their beds. Sing unto God. Rejoice that you have seen a new day. Rejoice that you are alive today. Rejoice for the gift of life. You know. All right. So, verse 6. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. How? How? Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands. How? As you rejoice in him, as you are joyful in the Lord, and you are singing praises, you are singing hymns and psalms to the Lord, as you shout upon your bed when you wake up, he said, you sing high praises, there will be two-edged sword in your hand to do what? Verse 7, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their king with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. So there's a judgment written that has to come upon your enemy. So as you rejoice in the Lord, as you give thanks to God with a joyful heart, these are the things that will happen, that you will not need to fight in that battle. Only be joyful. Give thanks to God. Sing to him in songs, hymns, and psalms. Right? Okay. Verse 9. It said, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. This honor has all the saints of God. All the saints of God. You sing, you be joyful to God, and God goes out there to fight your battle. To fight your battles. One of my mentors said last week, he said, when you are walking with God and you are walking in the light of the word of God, that is all these things we are talking about, giving thanks to him at all times. Yeah? He said, you may not need to pray against darkness. Hi. He said, you may not need to pray against darkness. That is, when darkness sees light, darkness disappears. If you're in a room and the room is dark, right? Once you put on the switch for light,
there's no darkness no more. So when darkness sees light, it disappears. That's why the Bible says that even the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Beloved, let's give thanks to God with from a joyful heart, and you will see that our thanks, our singing, our praises, our everything will be acceptable before God, and then God will fight the battle on your behalf. God bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us, Lord. Lord, I'm not blaming you for anything that I'm going through. I take responsibility, Lord. Thank you, Father. I rejoice in thee, O Lord, my God, my King. I thank you, Lord God, because you are my God, you are my King. You are my all in all. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord, anyway, O God, that we have complaints against whatever it is that's happening in our lives, Lord, I pray that you have mercy and forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I say from today, O God, we will continue to give thanks to you in all circumstances, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, Lord. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Beloved, please do listen to this message and pass it to someone else to listen to. And as you do so, the Lord bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. The previous one, gratitude to God with a pure heart. Yeah, I can see a lot of people listen to that. Please do listen to this and share with other people as well. And as you do so, the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel. I'll be coming back your way again on Wednesday. Meanwhile, do have a very wonderful week ahead of you. Have a week filled with testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.